Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
We are back once again for the often imitated, never duplicated Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao, this is show 176 for those of you keeping score at home. And I know you all are. This is the radio show brought to you, all kind of independent music and foolish musings of a lunatic. That's me, Mao. So anyway, yeah, I'm back from my glorious trip to Chicago. It was corporate headquarters, my new job. Flew a whole bunch of new hires in to go over some computer software training and this is who we are kind of stuff. Interesting. I'll start by saying that the trip itself was really good as far as the information we got and, you know, the training and all that kind of stuff. That was really cool. Trip home, not so much. A little bit bumpy, but we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. Let's start off with some interesting music for your ears.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Yeah. Mark!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing! She's gonna buy me a diamond ring! And if that diamond ring don't shine!
Hey! Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Don't answer that doorbell unless you're ready for a lovely young package of trouble.
Hi, I'm Candy Wilson, the babysitter.
The babysitter. She came to sit with baby and ended up with daddy. And now together for the first time, two motion pictures that spell double trouble. The babysitter and Weekend with the babysitter. Two different babysitters, two different stories, right out of your own living room. Only the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Candy, you don't think that I would. Why, I'm old enough to be...
Mr. Maxwell, you're old enough to do anything you want to do.
They're here, back to back. Don't miss The Babysitter and Weekend with the Babysitter. A double-barreled film experience that hits home. Perhaps your home.
Right now, you're all that life is.
That's what I said. Right now.
A Crown International release, rated R.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
All right. On the other end of the break, that was, of course, Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played... Ooh, cat knocking over the microphone. That's what I played. I didn't play that. I played The Big Moon Roller Coaster, something in Japanese that I can't read, and Horror Samba. Actually, I played Horror Samba, The Big Moon Roller Coaster, then. I wish I could read better. I can't, though. Oh, well, sorry. I'm going to Japan later this year. I will brush up on my reading. Or I'll take a list of all these songs and then show them to somebody and say, hey, can you translate this? And they'll slap me in the face. I don't think they'll slap me in the face. So, yeah, now the trip. So, basically, I left Sunday. Originally, my ticket was for Monday morning at, like, 6 in the morning, and I said, well, that would mean I'd have to get to the airport at, like, midnight, and I'm not doing that. So, then they changed the ticket to Sunday, and right off the bat, it was so weird, like, it was Sunday at, like, 8:50 in the morning. Now, immediately, it's canceled, or pushed back, and then it was, like, at 12, so all the people that were going were all scattered. This whole time, like, the airlines were the problem. Not the airlines. The travel was a nightmare on both ends. So instead of getting there I took a 12 o'clock flight, which I actually liked better because I got to sleep in and I have a penchant for sleeping in. So, you know, and all the other people, two of them went at like 6 in the morning and then one took the Monday morning flight and then one got their morning or Monday afternoon. It was real messy. So we all got in there, and we're staying at the Hotel Felix, which is a nice enough hotel. Stranger in a strange land, you know, I've done it, and I went to Korea, I went to Japan, and was just on my own, out and about. Some cities are a little... Chicago's a little rough, it seemed. There's lots of police presence, but it wasn't like, you know, when I was walking around Seoul or I was walking around Tokyo, I didn't feel like that. You better be on your guard and put on your scowly face or you're going to get murdered. Chicago had that feel a little bit. I'm sure I was fine, but a little rougher than I prefer. But you didn't. I'll get back to more about the other side of the travel after this. Here's some music for your head and ears and butt. Not your butt. You can listen with your butt if you want, but I think it would be optimal if you listened with your ears.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
We'll be right back.
Surf music. That was Dirty Fuse from 2012. I played Your Brain is Calling, Sunset Beach, A Blade from Damascus, and Broken Wheels. Nice. So, now where was I? Okay, so then we get to the place, and the home office is in like this old, it was the old Montgomery Ward warehouse. You know, so this is really old, over 100 years old. The architecture in Chicago is gorgeous. There's representatives from every decade, you know. Well, not every decade, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there's really old buildings, and then there's like stuff from the 60s and 70s and modern stuff. And it's a real, like, unlike Tampa. If you're in the Tampa area, we don't really have much of a skyline to talk about. Like, oh, a couple, you know, three buildings or something like that. Well, Chicago is dense. It's like New York. You know, there's just like massive amounts of like just building, and that was really cool. And the Montgomery Ward old building was pretty cool too. Like all the pillars were like 10-sided octagons. Decatrons? I don't know. I don't know words. Like the pillars were all like these multi-sided, and they had these really deep iron plates in them. So when the forklifts hit them, they would survive the hits and stuff like that. It was just a beautiful setting, you know. Higher up, the CFOs, CEOs, their windows were like out, looking out over the skyline. I was like, oh my god, I was so jealous, you know. And it was a good time, you know. They got to experience Chicago deep dish pizza, and I had one of those the Vienna sandwiches, you know, like the beef, famous beef sandwiches and stuff like that. And so that part was great, you know. Overall, I enjoyed that part of it. I took a lot of pictures. I took a lot of pictures of out from the skylines and, you know, the different stuff, and got to experience some stuff. When you travel, it's kind of funny. It's a lot more hectic than you think it's going to be. You know, going in, you're like, oh, I'm going to take the riverboat cruise and blah, blah, blah. Once you land there, it's kind of game on. You go to the whatever you're doing, then you go, you eat, and then you go to sleep, you know. It's always, you're dealing with, like, you're in a group now, so you have to kind of travel in packs and stuff like that, and it's a little bit harder. Then the flight home. I'll save the flight home for the last act of this show. If you have a piece of paper or if you have a great memory, make sure you check out some of my other shows that I do. I do one called Slow Robot A Go Go. That's we review old movies, me and Dr. Morbius. So slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com, or you can go to bunchofdorks.com. That's easier to remember. We're a bunch of dorks. And then also on Radio St. Pete, we also do Asian Cult Cinema. So make sure you check out all the indie circuits and radio and Asian Cult Cinemas in the audio archive section. Easy for me to say. It's not. It wasn't. Here's some music.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Chipotle, all in the morning to midnight, Chicago.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
The Purple Dog Secrets, Satan's sinister sister fears on the prowl. She's returned from the dead to live again, and this time she's after your skin. Evil lives within the grip of Dog Secrets. Plus,
Skull Bust in action when the baddest dude on earth wastes everything but time. He slams them, rams them, and jams them in 7 blows of the dragon. Rated R.
Dude, I'm not gonna cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude!
Dude!
Dude! Well, I guess you've got a point there.
Well, we all knew that was coming. That was, of course, the world-famous 5678s from their CD Pinheel Stomp. I played Pinheel Stomp, Dance in Avenue A, Arkansas Twists, or Arkansas Twist. I always say Arkansas. I don't. And then, Hey, Mashed Potato Hay. Great stuff. Fun trivia. Dancing Avenue A was, they were asking when I saw them in the UFO club in Tokyo, they were saying, oh, well, what song do you want to hear? And I yelled that out and they played it. And I was like, yay, for personal touches. So anyway, now on to the bad part of the trip, which was the journey home. I was, obviously, when you travel, you start missing a lot of things that you're very accustomed to. Especially if you're a little bit advanced in years, as I am. I mean, I know young people can just bop around because they don't have a whole lot of stuff to miss. But I was missing things bad. And, I was supposed to come on Wednesday. And we left the seminar a little early, you know. Left at 3 because the flight's at 6. And you got to be there 45 hours early. So we get there, and it's pushed back. Okay, and then every time it would be delayed, they were having us run to a different gate, and Chicago is huge, so each time it was a gate change, it was like a mile and a half run. And it got pushed back, then it got pushed back, then it got pushed back, then it was 9 o'clock, or something like that, maybe it was even 10, I can't remember. And they put us on a plane, and they're taxiing, and it felt like we were driving to Tampa in a plane. And then they stopped, and they said, well, guess what? There's a storm coming, and to get around it, we'd have to fly to Cleveland, and that would put me over an hour, so we're going back, and you're now canceled. And I was like, I wanted to cry. And then, of course, they let you off, and no one cares. I mean, the airline could care less about you. They're like, whatever. And everyone, they hand you a piece of paper with a phone number on it saying, here you go, good luck. Call them and see when you can get out of here. So everyone's frantically calling, and the people I was traveling with, one got one connecting flight at, you know, left in, early in the morning, and they connected through Miami, and the next person got one, and I finally got one that connected the next day, leaving at 11, or leaving at 10-something, connecting in Philly and getting home at 6, and I was like, whatever, I gotta get home at this point. And your luggage, by the way, is gone. Bye. Bye, luggage. Hope I see you again someday. They slept, the people I was traveling with slept in the airport because they were leaving in the morning. I opted for a hotel. I hope I get reimbursed for it. If I don't, I don't care. I slept in a bed. And then I washed my socks and underwear in the sink, because that's what you do when you have nothing else anymore. And, you know, because everything's gone. It's on the plane. So then I get to the airport, and this one's delayed. And I said, look, man, this means I won't connect in Philly. And I looked at the lady, and I said, I gotta get home now. She goes, clickety-clack, oh, there's one leaving over at gate K, who cares? You have 10 minutes to get there, and it's a direct flight. And I said, thanks, and I left, and I got on the plane, and I don't care. Luckily, I was middle seat, so I was like, uh-oh, fat guy in the middle seat. But luckily, there was two smaller-ish women, one on each side, so yay for comfort. And I got home, and thank God. And I was thankful to get home. A day late, dollar short, many dollars short. But overall, interesting trip, good trip. I was thankful. But I'm thankful to be home, too. And now that you heard the whole story, here's some music.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly. We'll be right back.
All right, that was 8-Bit Weapon. I played Drive Grinder, Future Paths, and Fallout in a Wasteland. It looks like that's it for this week. My name is Mao. This has been 24 Hours of Jazz, and we'll see you next week with more Indie Circuit Glory.